Blog Talk Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Sit back on the ranch with Making8.com, and we're going to sit back here for the next hour. We're going to talk some bull riding. We're going to talk some rodeo. And before we get started, got to bring in my co-host for the night. That's right. Y'all know her well, the lovely Leah. Leah, how you doing this evening?
I'm doing all right.
You doing all right? Well, are you going to talk a little bit more tonight?
We'll see.
We'll see. Well, I'll tell you what, I sure could have used your help talking on Friday night. We had a great time during our live broadcast, and we got to thank all of our listeners and viewers for checking us out as we were live down at the Crosstown Arena. We sure did miss you.
I really wish I could have gone, but sister's birthday, and since there's two of them, I can't get away.
Oh, I understand. Well, hey, listen, we got a lot to talk about. I think we've got a contest going. And we're going to give out the question tonight. I think this is part two of our three-part contest here. What do you think? Should we give out the question tonight?
I think so. You've been telling them all week tonight.
Yeah.
And you haven't even told me the question, so.
I know, right? That's all right. We've got, you know what, I got to first off thank my partner in crime over there, Mr. PBR Get Tough. And, there he is. I see him on the chat room now. Hey, Dave, want to thank you and welcome back here to the chat room. And thanks for joining us tonight, man. We got some great prizes to give away courtesy of PBR Get Tough as well as Making 8. So y'all just hold on to your hats. We're going to give you the question here. We've already given you the answer in last week's shows. Starting from last Sunday's Back on the Ranch show. So if you missed them, you better get out and check the archives. I mean, time is ticking. And when you hear the siren, now, just so we all know, we're going to sound the siren, okay? We're going to do it for you right here, but this is the last time we're going to do it because I don't want you all starting to send emails. So whatever you do, do not send emails right now. And, of course, I guess you couldn't because you don't know what the answer is. All right, that's it. That's the siren. You've got to listen in this week when you hear the siren. Now, as soon as we do, as soon as we set off the siren, we're also going to be tweeting it as well as posting it on Facebook that the siren has sounded. So when you hear that siren, sometime starting from tonight till whenever, the rest of this week, during one of our lunch hour shows, you got to keep up. If you have not added us to Twitter, you better get over and add us as a friend over there. Start following us. If you're already following us, make sure you stay tuned. We're going to post it on Facebook, Twitter, and you'll hear it here. So, you know, what are you saying, Dave? You saying that you want to win the prize now? Well, send us – well, no, that's not fair because you know the question. No, that would not be fair. Dave, you're disqualified. But anyways, you know what, Leah, I got to welcome in one of our other listeners here. How about Jaylay? You know, this guy, he's Brendan's buckle bunny is what I call him. I heard something about him carrying a cardboard cutout or something of you know, of Brendan around with him. He takes it to the movies and whatnot. But Jay Lay, I got to ask you, buddy, what's going on here, man? What is the deal? I mean, I'm looking at least 11 people in the chat room, and you were only posting on Twitter that I only had three viewers or three listeners. So what's going on with that, Mr. Jay Lay? Can you answer that one? I don't know, buddy. Anyways, we got phone lines open here, 646-915-9940. We got some PBR off-season stuff to talk about. We're also going to tell you a little bit about what Macon 8 is doing. We did some great things here this past Friday, and we learned a lot. So we're going to jump up here, and we're going to kind of step it up a notch at the next live broadcast that we do. It should be really fun for the fans, and we're going to tell you about them here shortly. I don't know. Should we give out the question now, Leah?
I think we should make them wait a little longer.
You think so?
I
don't know. I'm so excited, though. I mean, these are two big prizes, you know, one being a Brendan Clark autographed shirt. We got to give it out.
Yeah.
What do you think? Should we give it out tonight? Should we give the question out now?
Go ahead.
Oh, no, wait. Cody said make them wait, so we're going to wait. And Cody, you're included in that prize. If you can go back and listen to the archives, man, you can be in on it. Unless Dave cheated and gave you the answers, I don't know. So that'll have to be something between you and Dave. I did not give anybody but Dave the answer. We got to make it fair, and I want to make sure that somebody else knows that I'm not just trying to throw something out there. So Dave does know the question. He also knows the answers. And, you know, we're going to let you know here. I don't know. Should we let him know? Oh.
Up to you.
Yeah, you know what, Jay Lay, you're right, buddy. Now, Jay Lay just sent a comment on the chat room saying that if he wins, he bets he gets a big old pile of cow poo on it, on the shirt. And I wouldn't doubt it either. you know what, Dave, hold that thought, buddy. Let's get in and talk about the question and see if we can't give it out before we get in and talk about this other prize here coming up. I think Mr. PBR Get Tough has thrown something extra in there. So what do you say we take a short break, and when we come back, we'll talk about it. Right, Leah?
Sounds good.
All right. This break's brought to you by Ride Rank for a Cure. That's right. Although Breast Cancer Awareness Month is over, it's still not too late to, support the local and support the rodeo ministries for these different things. You know, that everybody's got, Get Pink and the whole breast cancer awareness. But Ride Rank for a Cure does it year-round, and they also do different types of cancer that they help contribute to. So not to the cancer itself, but to help awareness for the cancer and things like that. So y'all go check out Ride Rank for a Cure. They're posted on Macon8.com. You can check them out right there on our homepage. How about a little Casey Donahue and No Doubt to get us started on a Sunday night back on the Ranch Show? Don't go anywhere, fans. We'll be right back.
I hear you're looking for a cowboy to take you for a ride. Well, baby, I think that I'm your man. 'Cause I've been broken and busted, but these spurs still ain't rusted. And this saddle, this warmer shit still rides. And it's gonna be a long night, so baby, hold on tight. I talk slow, but I still move real fast. I'm here for the real deal, and your heart's all that I'll steal. And girl, there won't be no doubt. You can't resist my resist all. It's black as a nightfall. My boots in leather and nine. I'm here for a wild ride. I'll stand right by your side. We'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up from the floor up, look down and look up. I'm a cowboy from my head to my toes. And this rodeo's all I know. I'll put on a real show, and girl, there won't be no doubt. I've been thrown, I've been bruised, tossed and confused. 8 seconds can seem like a day. But stay out of my way, 'cause I come to play. And 8 seconds is all that I'll see. You can't resist my resist all. It's black as a nightfall. My boots are leather now. I'm here for a wild ride. I'll stand right by your side. We'll dance till the sun comes. up. And I'm tore up on the floor of a look down and look up. I'm a cowboy from my head to my toe. And this rodeo's all I know. I'll put on a real show. And girl, there won't be no double docking boat ramp and whiskey shaking never stirred. Tank tops and flip flops, those all night long truck stops and beer when it's cold and that's free. You can't resist my resistance, black as a nightfall. My boots are leather and high. I'm here for a wild ride, I'll stand right by your side. We'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up on the floor of a look down and look up. I'm a cowboy from my head to my toes. This rodeo's all I know. I'll put on a real show. And girl, there won't be no doubt. No, girl, there won't be no doubt. I hear you're looking for a cowboy to take you for a ride. Well, baby, I think that I'm your man.
Hi, this is world champion Rob Smets, and whether you're riding a bronc or roping a steer, you need boots you can count on. Only Ariat boots provide you the support, stability, and comfort you can rely on day in and day out. Ariat's four levels of technology allow you to pick the boot that gives you the maximum support for your best performance. And the variety of styles, colors, and premium leathers lets you pick a boot that suits your personal style. When your performance needs to be top-notch, be sure you're wearing Ariat, the brand that'll keep you on your feet when the going gets tough. Visit a store near you and try Ariat boots today to experience the difference.
All right. Welcome back to Making8.com. That's right. You're listening to us as we sit back on the ranch. We're going to talk some PBR. We're going to talk some rodeo. But first, you know what? Dave jumped ahead of me. You know, we're leading into Veterans Day coming up on Thursday, and we are going to talk about veterans all week long. So, Dave, want to thank you for that, and you're absolutely right. We have got to thank our men and women in uniform for ensuring that we can ride and fight bulls in this great country of freedom. So, thank you very much. Great little post there in our comment section. And fans, if you're tuning into us, scroll down the page. You can sit in there and chat with us. Also want to let you know that phone lines are open, 646-915-9940. You got questions or comments, something you want to talk about, and I got to apologize to my fans. Leah, I'm jumping way ahead of myself here. I know you're still with us, right?
No, I ran away.
Okay. Well, I don't know. You know, you're not talking so much. I don't know if we'd miss you. But you know what? Of course we'd miss you. Anyways, you know, Thursday I was talking about cowboy logic and got so wrapped up, I did not even give out my cowboy logic for the day. So we got some cowboy logic for today. And, of course, all week long we're always taking our cowboy logic. So we want to hear from you. If you guys have some good cowboy logic for us, let us know. Give us a call, 646-915-9940. We'll also take your comments there in our chat room, you know, during the week. So, you know, those shows are at 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. You know, here on the East Coast, we try to make it accessible. But, you know, most of our listeners are from the central area, the central time zone. And, of course, you know, if you're Dave, you're always there an hour early unless he's actually set his clock back an hour this time. So, anyhow, rolling right along here. Let's see what we got. Oh, man, just checking my notes. You know what? One of the things I want to get into, you know, there was a whole lot of stuff. The PBR is in their off season, obviously, right, Leah?
Right.
What's going on? You know, what are these guys doing? There's not much of anything going on in the ranks of PBR. So I think Dave, that's not appropriate comments to leave on our chat room here, buddy. You know, I mean, come on, really? Telling me to shut up. That's just not polite at all. He hurt my feelings now, Leah. And he's getting me off track. Come on, Dave, you're getting me off track now. You got to stay with it. We passed that one a long time ago. Anyways, Dave, we love you. The drama, it's like a soap opera. Have you been over to the – actually, you know what? You were the one that commented to me on Thursday and told me, hey, are you seeing these comments on the PBR's website? Am I right?
Yeah, but I haven't been on there since I told you about it.
Yeah, well, it's gotten – I mean, it's just gotten crazy over there. And you know what? It's unfortunate, but yet it's kind of good, you know. I mean, the fans are craving PBR. Everybody's like, oh, you got to give me PBR. What's going on, you know? I know firsthand. I know, you know, if you guys have not added Sean Willingham to your Twitter, he's just started things up and saw on his tweets yesterday he was chasing deer. Trying to hunt deer. He actually got off and chased a couple out yesterday, so he didn't get anything yesterday. But I just saw a tweet earlier tonight saying that he actually believe his girlfriend or his wife or whatnot actually tagged one tonight. So good for him. And I know that, of course, if you've been following Brendan Clark, you know that he's getting ready to head out and meet up with Luke Snyder and Skeeter, and they're about ready to go elk hunting this weekend. So some really cool things there. And, you know, so the guys are getting out a little bit. But, you know, these comments in the website, man, I couldn't believe it, you know. There was just a lot of drama. And, you know, I think it's good that the PBR is allowing us the opportunity to give them the feedback, you know, and voice our opinions on certain things. I think it's great, but there's a line, you know, and we've all got to make sure that we, you know, that we stay within that those lines. You know, we don't want to really cross those lines. And I actually seen in some of those comments, and they actually took it off, but I really think that some of them were crossed. Some of them maybe even by some of the actual bull riders themselves. It was just it really did. It got out of hand. I can understand the perspective of the athlete, you know, but I can also understand from the fan's point of view, you know, it's like any other sporting event, you know, and once you step out of that arena and you're looking outside of that arena, it's a game, you know, and we all are going to pull for our favorite athletes, you know, we're going to pull for the ones that we want to win. So, you know what? Hold on. Jaylee, what are you saying to me? What's your opinion on a couple of the riders and their families jumping in on that drama? You know what, Jaylee? You know, they're frustrated, and they're trying to defend themselves. I can absolutely understand that. Were some of the comments that they made inappropriate? Yeah, I would have to say that they were. But I really think that, you know, with their frustrations and being allowed to be vocal in there, you know, let them, you know, I mean, they're voicing their opinions, but you know what, while we're on that topic, we've actually got somebody here that some of you may like, some of you may not like, but you know, we talked about him last week in our Back on the Ranch show, and we kind of came up with a little nickname for him. Y'all know him as you know him as Web PBR. And we call him the Bull Blogger. This guy's been blogging for a period of time for the PBR, and he's been following it. And so we're going to get him on here just so we can get your, you know, or get his point of view on things and see if we can't clarify some of this stuff. So, Mr. Tim, welcome to Back on the Ranch Show.
Well, I'm glad to be on. Glad to be here. Glad to be alive, I guess, more than anything.
I hear you. Well, I'll tell you what, after some of those threats, you know, I mean, I would say that it is kind of fun to be alive.
Yeah,
well,
you try not to take some of that stuff too serious and go on with life, but it is a little difficult when you read something like that.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, I understand where you're coming from. Now, Tim, you've been a blogger for a period of time now. When did you actually start making blogs, and when did you start getting into the PBR itself?
Actually, about 2 years ago now. January of 2009, took my wife to our first live PBR event. She was a fan for a little while before I was. I thought, hey, this is pretty good. I mean, we had been to small rodeos all my life, living here in Texas. Of course, love the bull riding, but you know, the PBR was different. It was just totally different. It was a different show, better bulls, better riders, just a great, great opportunity for rodeo fans to really get to see just bull riding. So decided a little bit later to go to a couple of more events. The more events we went to, the more I became involved, and started in September of 2009 commenting on the PBR comment section. And you know, I was used to commenting on, and I'm a lover of all sports, football, basketball, baseball. Matter of fact, my beloved Dallas Cowboys are just about to play, and although they've stunk it up the year, I'm still going to watch them. But in loving all sorts of sports, you really get a feel for sports. And I was used to commenting on sports blogs, and started commenting on the PBR comment section, and had to kind of pull back because the people on the comment section, you know, just weren't used to the kind of comments that are on some of the other major sports comment sections. So I did that, but continued to comment. And I mean, nothing nasty, nothing mean, no name calling, nothing like that. And, you know, some people agree with the comments, some people take offense to it. But, you know, it's a sport, and some of these people take it as life and death to them. And as Flint has told me personally numerous times and likes to say, folks, we're not curing cancer here. People take some of this stuff way too seriously, and it's simply people getting on, given the opportunity to give their opinion, go back and forth with it, do some smack talk, but stay within, you know, certain guidelines. And
right.
So, again, just in good fun.
Well, that's just what we were saying too, Tim. You know, I mean, these are obviously, you know, although you're witnessing, you know, these things firsthand, they are your opinions on what you're visualizing. You know, just like when, you know, to me, sitting there watching a football game like I was today, where my Bucks actually lost to the Atlanta Falcons, I was frustrated. You know, I was frustrated because of some of the players, you know, that type of thing. But I was also frustrated at some of the things that were called, you know, I mean, are you going to go cause bodily harm to somebody? Are you going to physically do something like that? No. Are you going to be frustrated? Absolutely. You know,
well,
I personally.
One thing I want to address, I know Jay hit so earlier as far as people being frustrated. I don't know if he meant the riders being frustrated and, you know, it may be some comments so they want to get on there, or the fans being frustrated or the families. But a couple of thoughts on that. First off, as somebody with the PBR told me one time, really the families or riders shouldn't be on the comment section. Not because they're not welcome, but because there's going to be things that will be said that they're going to get their feelings hurt. And that's any comment section anywhere. So it's not, you know, just the PBR comment section. The second thing, though, is that, you know, if you look at, you know, other comment sections, other blogs, I mean, there's some pretty nasty personal stuff said, and that stuff is not allowed on the PBR comment section. I mean, they have guidelines. If you go past
right.
those guidelines, your comments get deleted. So there is control by the PBR, and, you know, the fact is, as somebody said recently to me, you know, they were talking about the PBR growing, which, you know, obviously it's grown, you know, much greater than, you know, their competition. Well, welcome to the big time. This
yep.
is media. You know, this is yep. something you have to deal with, and it's different than 15, 20 years ago at small rodeos where you had everybody in the stands rooting for every single rider. You know, that happens and still happens today. We were at a local bull riding, last night, and everybody was cheering for everybody, some a little bit louder than others. But the bottom line is, you know, when you get to big-time sports, you're going to root for people and you're going to root against people, and that's just the way sports is.
I would definitely agree with you there, Tim. You know, I went back and I've read some of your blogs, and I know that you post blogs elsewhere as well. Just where do you actually post those blogs?
Well, I started a blog, that was back in April, and it's PBR Hotspot www.blogspot.com, and then partnered up with David Dix and his MySpace, the PBR Built for Tough MySpace, and was posting blogs on there as well.
Okay. Well, I know that we also look to try to get some of your blogs over there to make an eight to their forum page. And you know, I mean, the fact remains that, I mean, it's obvious after reading some of your blogs and things like that, you're not a big JB or Shane Proctor fan. Whatever.
Well, here's what's funny. First off, I've never said anything at all ever on the PBR comment section about Shane Proctor. Never.
Right.
Not one single word. Where all this just, you know, kind of started was, is obviously there was an article about LA Inc. Somebody made a comment about Shane's hat. It was a joke. Somebody made a comment about not liking tattoos. Somebody made a comment about it being a slow news day. No problem with any of those. I make a comment and it all blows up. My comment was simply, I agree it's a slow news day. You know, I'll watch something else. That was pretty much it. But it's gotten towards now, if there's 10 comments, all negative, no problem. I'm the 11th one, now it's a problem. And it's gotten to that point. And again, you know, nothing has ever been said to Shane himself personally. Right. And as far as JB, yeah, I'm not a JB fan. You know, never have been. Not saying I never will be, but never have been. But it's not personal. You know, I don't, being a Dallas Cowboys fan, I'm not a Philadelphia Eagles fan.
Right.
You know, being a Texas Rangers fan, I was, I don't like the Yankees. I mean, so, you know, the point is that you're going to, and somebody says, well, why JB? I mean, you know, why do you, concentrate on him? Well, number one, I don't concentrate on just him, but he has been in the top five for a number of years, and he is promoted and talked about by the PBR. So naturally, if your guy, which, you know, one of my favorite guys is Cody Lostro, so last year it's a fight between Cody, JB, and Marchie. Well, you're going to concentrate on, I don't want this guy to win. I don't want this guy to win. Why? Because I want my guy to win. So it becomes what seems like a personal vendetta, which it's not, because I don't, I've never said anything personal against JB. Never called any names. It's just, he's not the guy I root for. Matter of fact, he's the guy I root against. And even Tom Murray said in a blog with Keith one day that, you know, it's okay to root for writers and it's okay to root against them, because that's what makes sports great. It gives people a vested interest, and, you know, the PBR doesn't want all the fans cheering for all 40 writers, because then the fan themselves doesn't have a vested interest in, I want my guy to win. They're just happy if anybody wins. Well,
right.
You know, that doesn't create energy. It doesn't create ticket sales. But if you can create rivalries, if you can create, you know, some controversy, which the PBR doesn't mind, obviously, then, you know, it creates interest. It creates a growth in the sport. And again, it is not personal at all. It is simply people you root for, people you root against.
Well, all right. I definitely appreciate your commenting us and actually getting and spending some time with us, Dave, and letting us the opportunity to understand what it is that you're actually talking about when you're posting these blogs. You know, when they see something typed, you know, they, a lot of fans, a lot of folks that are reading might get the wrong impression. I've spent some time talking with you and things like that and understand where you're coming from. You know, just like you said, it's a sporting event. It is life or death for these Cowboys in that arena. The minute they step out, You know, the minute they step out of that arena, it is a game. You talk to with guys that have been in the business. Talk with Rob Smets. He's going to tell you this is a game. He was fortunate enough to play a game. You know, he loved this game. And, you know, that's really what it comes down to. And it's like any other sporting event, with the exception of the PBR is just coming into the spotlight of being grouped in with other sporting events like hockey, baseball, football, that type of thing. Beforehand, right. Wasn't. And these, you know, these Cowboys are now put under a microscope, you know. So, you know, I'm reading a lot of comments, and I mean, they're just feeding in here on the on our Blog Talk chat room here. But, I know a lot of the fans are concerned about, you know, whether or not they even, you know, should go in and get autographs from other PBR athletes, you know.
Right.
And really, granted, you know, what I'm going to say is this. I believe that Shane was – very emotional because he was frustrated. He was frustrated maybe not only at your remarks, Tim, but because of your previous remarks, your previous blogs that people have seen and people have commented on gave him that – that's where a lot of that emotion kicked in. And, yes, I do think that Shane was wrong by stating some of the things that he did. But I also understand as an athlete, not only as an athlete, but an athlete that's young, and an athlete that's not regulated like the PBR, these guys don't have curfews, you know, like baseball. Baseball, they have curfews, you know. So, you know, it's very hard. The PBR is going to have to do something within that organization to regulate the Bull Riders, you know. But the bottom line is this. The Bull Riders that are spending time to get their autographs, you know, are taking the time out to sign autographs. If I saw any one of them down the street, and I've met them outside of the PBR events and that type of thing, those guys will sign autographs and talk to you just like nobody, you know, like they're everyday people.
Right.
When it comes to superstars like baseball players and things like that, which we have a lot of them. I live right down the road here from Tampa, and, you know, we live kind of out in a really nice area, so we run into a lot of these guys. They will not give you the time of day because they feel like if they're not on the clock, they don't owe you anything. And so they won't take that time. So, you know, these guys are getting – I mean, they're emotional because they're getting wrapped up. So if PBR is going to regulate that, then you're going to see that same kind of response from these guys outside of that arena, you know, which we don't want. We want Cowboys being true Cowboys, being true, respectable people that they are. And I know that Shane and JB and all of them are very sincere when they get out there and they sign those autographs. I've done the same thing myself. I've been there at the Enterprise Tours and signed autographs for the PBR, sitting right next to guys like Rob Smets and some of the other Bull Riders. Ross Johnson back in the day, you know, if that tells you anything of when I was competing, you know, right. He was standing right there next to me. And, you know, some of these bigger name guys were there at the event. Chris Shivers was there, you know. All these guys don't mind signing these autographs, and they're very sincere about it. So don't think, fans, for one second that they're being fake. That was an emotion that was brought out inappropriately by one athlete. He was wrong for that. I think that you're going to see him respond in a proper manner from now on. I think that he's learned his lesson on that deal. You're talking about a young kid, you know. And these guys are used to riding rodeos since they were 14, 15 years old. They're not used to being in that spotlight. Now they kind of are, you know, and now that the sport has grown, they're even under a heavier microscope. So we've got to give them a little bit of slack, too.
Well, again, I don't have a problem with Shane commenting on the comment section. As a matter of fact, he has commented before. As far as I know, no other rider. Now, there has been spouses of riders, there's been family members of riders commenting, but no other rider has commented. Shane did comment before when there was another article back months and months ago, and I believe it was because they were on LA Inc., and there was a back and forth about people not liking tattoos, whatever. And then somebody commented that he's not a cowboy if he has tattoos. Shane got on there, wrote a long comment, said, yes, I'm a cowboy. You know, he wrote his comment. That was fine. There was no problems. There was no back and forth with Shane whatsoever. In this case, he came on, he addressed some commenters, then he addressed the commenter and then said something about the commenter's family. That's where it crossed the line. That's where it became a problem. And, you know, that's different than Shane or any writer getting on there and talking about, you know, but to the fans, number one, I think it's great. Number two, though, if you don't want the writer or the family getting in there and doing a back and forth argument, so to speak, with fans, it's just not good PR. And I agree that the writers, they sign everywhere. I mean, I wrote a whole blog about the fact that the writers going, you know, being forced, the top 10 being forced to go to New York for the last Final Five chase. I thought that was wrong. You should have those athletes there in Vegas, rested up, ready to go for the finals, not, you know, dragging them to New York. These guys are asked to do a whole lot of PR in Vegas. I mean, almost nonstop. And I don't agree with that. I think there should be a balance of rest and a balance of PR. And I believe
they do. Wait a second, Tim. They do have 2 months off during the summer as well. So they get a pretty medial break
and that's their choice
as to whether or not they're going to go ride.
No. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about in Vegas when you're riding now for the most important event of the year and almost from sun up to sundown. Before they go to the actual riding, they're carted from one place to another, and they are put in front of fans having to sign and talk and sign and talk when, you know, and again, I believe that they should be, but I believe they should be given a little bit more rest and allowed to concentrate on what they're supposed to do, which is get on that bull and ride for 8 seconds. But here's my point. There should be a balance there, but you talk about, you know, scrutiny, look at other athletes in major sports, their personal lives are subject to scrutiny. And if you don't believe that, ask Tiger Woods, Brett Favre.
Oh, absolutely.
And so, you know, the rider, when you say the riders are frustrated, well, great. So a few comments, a few words that they disagree with, and they get frustrated. Well, what happens when the sport grows even more and they're subject to scrutiny by the media?
I'll tell you what's going to happen, Tim. I'll tell you right now what's going to happen. You won't see these athletes getting as involved with their fans. That's what's going to happen. Now, we're asking for that right now. That's what we're asking for, is to push our favorite riders, our friends, our athletes away from us, because they will no longer be able to get that interaction that they do right now with us because of things like this. They're emotional, yes. The PBR is growing, absolutely. So that's what it's going to come down to, is a decision is going to have to be made in order to regulate it. It's going to turn us off and keep us away from those athletes as fans.
Right, and you've got – and it's funny because, you know, again, you've got half of the fans saying, I want to keep the sport pure. Don't grow it anymore. Then you've got the other half of the fan base saying, no, you know, come to my arena, come to my area, you know, ride more, grow it big, put it on NBC, CBS. And there's consequences that come with that. The same thing is if you don't like the comment section, if you don't like what's being said, which again, nasty, personal, threatening comments are deleted. So what's left? Comments that, you know, I just don't like. And if you get frustrated at that, then what and you know, then fine. Then go back to the good old days where you're riding instead of for, you know, $1 million prize, you're riding for a $5,000 prize. You know, with everything, if it grows, right, there will be good things and bad things that happen. And that's why, you know, family members shouldn't be reading the comment section, because there's going to be things that will frustrate you. Why subject yourself to that? Just pretend it doesn't exist. Go out about your business. Go ride the bulls. Make a lot of money. Sign autographs. And, you know, pretend the comment section doesn't exist, and your life will be a whole lot better.
Yeah. I hear you. Well, you know what, Tim? I really appreciate you calling in, and we definitely look forward to having you on our blog sites. We're going to get that up and running here real shortly. And, you know, fans, you guys are more than welcome to get over there and check out Tim's blogs. You know, we're calling him the Bull Blogger. So, Tim, that's your new nickname here with Making Eight.
Well, some people think that I write about the PBR and bulls, and some people think I just write a lot of bulls. So,
well, right, exactly.
I guess it's okay.
The shoe fits, right?
That's right.
Well, hey, listen, you're welcome on the show anytime. Appreciate you calling, and we look forward to having you on again.
Thanks, Scott. Appreciate it. Have a great evening.
All right, Tim. Yes, sir. All right, fans. Well, guess what? We're winding things down here. Leah, you still with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. I think that Tim brought up some good points, you know, but I also think that we've got to understand something. We as fans are asking, we are begging the PBR to get us closer to these bull riders, to get us closer to these athletes. You know what? When we do that, we have a tendency to crowd into their over, you know, we have a tendency to crowd into their space. We've got to respect their space. We got to understand that these are also human beings that get wrapped up in emotions, you know. Should we forgive Shane? Absolutely. Should Shane get out and actually publicly apologize? Absolutely. You know, he's got to build the respect back from his fans, and I know that he's lost some, but can he do it? Absolutely. You know, just like Tiger Woods with his, you know, all his things that happened outside of the event itself. Some of us criticize him forever. Do we, you know, but are we still going to sit and watch him? Absolutely we are. So we've got to do that, right, Leah? I mean, you know, come on. It's the same way with some of these guys in the other sporting events. You know, you look at some of the things. Michael Vick with the dogs. Are we all Michael Vick haters, you know? I mean, I respect the guy for what he does as an athlete. Watched him earlier today on TV. Kind of pulled for him, you know? It's one of those things that, you know, we have got to, you know, if you choose not to be a Shane Proctor fan, I understand. Don't hold the whole PBR accountable for that. Don't hold every one of those guys. Don't hold JB and Shane accountable for their family's actions. You know, that's where we are allowed to interact. Other sporting events are not, you know, PBR, football, baseball, you know, they have regulations on those. PBR does not. We're asking the PBR to regulate it now by us turning away from this and being vocal about, you know, our opinions on the deal with Shane, you know. So my question to you is this, as a fan, listen, you know, if you want to stay close to him, I'm going to encourage you right now, let things go. You know, nod your head, smile, walk by Shane if you choose not to get an autograph from him, you know. Don't antagonize the situation by any means, because I'm going to tell you right now, the PBR is going to lock down on it, and you're not going to get it close to your favorite bull riders, and it's going to happen, right?
Well, my thing is don't hold DB accountable for any of this, because he didn't pop up once. It was either his family or somebody he knows.
Right.
Second thing,
yeah,
is I've never had a problem with Shane, and everything on the post and everything is everybody's opinion, and everybody needs to respect everybody's opinion. If you want your opinion to
right.
be respected, it's a two-way street.
Yep, just like with Tim's opinions on his blogs, you know, that's what they are. They're his opinions. We got to take another break, Leah, but before I do, do we have a drum roll? Come on, somebody give me a drum roll here. We need a drum roll, and I can't do a drum roll. But anyways, our question, we're going to let you know what it is right after this break. So don't go anywhere, rodeo fans. You're listening to Making8.com, and we're sitting here back on the ranch. Got to tell you about this next song that we're going to throw down at you. The next song is actually one that was co-written by PBR Get Tough. That's right. It's the PBR Get Tough Hell's Fury. Don't go anywhere, fans. We'll be right back.
I hear a lot of folks say, man, you're not quite right. You've been riding on that crazy side damn near all your life. Not about to change, but they don't understand the thrill of riding thunder. Survive.
welcome back. You're listening to us live on Making8.com. We're sitting back on the ranch talking a little bull riding, talking a little bit of rodeo, talking a little bit of bull blogging. And you know what? Having a great time with it. So it is what it is there, rodeo fans. You know, they are opinions. Let's just stick with that. They are opinions, and let's roll. We got about 10 minutes left in our show here. We still got our question to give out for our big, huge Making 8 PBR Get Tough giveaway. And I know you fans are sitting there biting your fingernails, probably ready to slap me around. It's a good thing that y'all are not here. But we've got some great listeners and want to thank all of y'all for tuning in tonight. Make sure you check us out this week for our Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. The contest is going to carry on. Now, this is only the second part of our three-part question, our three-part contest, okay? We've given you the answer this past week. They're in our archive shows. You can go back and listen to them. Hopefully, you guys have been tuning in, and we have had a lot of fans tuning in this week. So, you know, this is your opportunity right here to actually get the question. So, Leah, you still with me?
Of course.
Okay, here we go. The question is, where was the first recorded PBR event held, and who won it? There it is there, rodeo fans. That's your question. Y'all have until you hear the air raid siren. Once you hear the air raid siren, we're going to send it out on our radio show. It'll be on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show this week. When you hear the air raid siren, or you see it on Twitter or Facebook, that the siren is off, you've got to give us the correct answer. You got to email them, and you can email them to contest@pbrbuiltfortough.com. Okay, you've got to be the ace person. That's what we're looking for. If you send your answer in, if you send it in more than once, we're gonna only take the first one. So you've got to be. You only send it in once. The ace person with the correct answer is going to win two great prizes. And actually, I think that there may be some issues. We're still working on it right now. I know PBR Get Tough is working at it. There's a question on the belt buckle. We're going to bring you more information on that tomorrow. We've got to call the office, and we got to find out about the Jeffrey Scott belt buckle. But also, I think there may be an added bonus to this contest, and that is a year team PBR membership. So, am I right on that, Mr. Dave? Can you confirm with us? I'm waiting on him. I think he may still be out smoking a cigarette. And if he did, he's going to be really. If he is, he's going to be really mad because we've already given out the question now. So let's see what it is. You know, I'm waiting on him to kind of get back with me. Dave, where you at, buddy? We're looking for you. There it is. Yes, you're right. Okay. So that is it. We've got a bonus added in there, a year team PBR membership. So, I mean, you know, it just keeps getting bigger. You can also look for Brendan Clark is going to be starting to put on some great contests as well. So make sure that you guys check out his show on Tuesday night. Like I said, we still got phone lines open there, fans, 646-915-9940. We'll sit back and talk some bull riding. We'll talk a little bit of rodeo, whatever you want to talk about, we'll leave it up to you. And just remember, it is a family show, though. You know, want to really thank Tim for getting on here with us and you know, letting us know a little bit about his blogs. You know, just remember, fans, they are opinions. And you know, Shane was expressing emotion. I can honestly contest that I understand what it's like to be in this position because I have been there. You know, and I've got to say that, you know, yes, Shane should have bitten his tongue. You know, his family members are emotional. You know, they may have things going on outside of the arena and the PBR during this off season. You've got to take into consideration, you know, you guys are begging to get close to your favorite bull riders. But by doing that, you may open up some closet doors. Am I right, Leah?
Yep.
I got to tell you, I mean, that's just the way it is, you know. I mean, really, you know, if you guys are going to beg for it, you guys are going to ask to be closer to your favorite bull riders, you got to kind of expect this. You know, emotions are going to take place, and you may see something that, you know, you don't like. If it changes your opinion, that's understandable. We all respect that. You know, we really do. But the bottom line is this. PBR is a sport, and you know, these athletes are tougher than any other athlete you're ever going to meet. I know just because I've known what these guys go through day in and day out. You know, it's hard, and these guys really do put it on the line. It's not like, you know, these other events. So, you know. Well, you know what, CD, I'm reading your comment here, and you're asking why should we expect bad behavior. You know, you're right. We should not expect bad behavior, but we should not be surprised when we see bad behavior. Does that make any sense to you? You know, these kids are young, and they're not regulated like some of the other events are. Just like if you go to a football game or a baseball game, and that's what I'm trying to get across to you, Tucker. If you don't want to see it, then the PBR is going to have to interject, and they're going to regulate it, so you're not going to be able to get as close to your favorite athletes. So, you know, it wasn't right. It was not right. But we've got to understand that we're closer than any other to our favorite athletes, more so than any other sporting event around. So we may see those type of emotions. We may see something. We may see some bad behaviors. Should we expect them? No. But should we understand that we are closer than anybody else is to our favorite athletes? Absolutely. So just take it for what it is. We got to move on here. We only got about 5 minutes left in the show. We have not let on. You know, if you guys tune in to our Making Eight live broadcast from our rodeo at the Crosstown Arena on Friday night, I want to personally thank you. We had so much fun. And we're going to do more of that during our live broadcast. We kind of stumbled into something there in between the short round. We had a lot of our fans out there asking us, please get on here and talk with us, you know. And, you know, we absolutely are going to be doing more of that. We're going to be getting on communicating with you during the event so you guys can sit back at your home, watch a bull ride, whether it be a PBR, and we're hoping that we can get out to some touring pros this year. It's going to be up to you, the fans, to, you know, I mean, send emails. Tell them, hey, listen, Making Eight has an opportunity to set up and broadcast these touring pro events. We want to see them. We want Making Eight to bring it to you. And we can sit back with you guys, and we can interact. Now, this is what the deal is. I'm actually looking for you to be my co-host, to be my co-announcer during the event. You guys can voice your opinions to us. You know, I was thinking about it today watching football, getting so darn frustrated, wanting to throw things. And, you know, the TV sure as heck isn't going to respond back to me. But, you know, if you guys type comments during our broadcast, we will. We will respond back to you. It'll be fun. We'll have a blast with it. And, shoot, we may even start giving some contest prizes away and things like that during our broadcast. It's going to be a great time. So make sure that you guys tune in to our Making It Live broadcast. Our next one right now is not scheduled until the 19th and 20th of this month. So you've got 2 weeks to really get, you know, kind of get a hold of it. And we're going to be bringing some more and exciting things to you guys. Better camera angles, better camera shots where you guys are going to be a lot closer to the PBR, not to the PBR, well, hopefully the PBR Touring Pros, but to these bull rides we get to. You guys are going to be up close and personal with the athletes that are there. And we're going to have a lot of fun with it. So you guys make sure to get a handle on it. And if you guys know of events that are going on, you guys want to get us out there, we'll be happy to come out and do your broadcast for your event. So, you know, as you guys are talking to these guys putting on these events, say, hey, listen, this group, Making Eight, you know, we've got a huge fan base already. We're going to get out. We're going to show you guys, and we're going to bring you, the fans, closer to the sport. You know, it's unfortunate that something like this happened earlier this week. And, you know, it kind of puts us in a bad way because we want to bring you, the fans, closer to the athletes. We want to bring you closer to the deals. So, you know, this is a great opportunity for y'all to get involved. Make sure you keep checking out the Making Eight. Leah, you're bailing on me here again.
You're doing fine. You're just going on.
I know. I'm talking up a storm here. But I'm passionate about what's going on, you know. And Frisco, you know, hey, first off, I didn't even see you slip in there. Welcome to Back on the Ranch Show. And if you're all about the contests and prizes, we gave you the question here just a few minutes ago. So, you know, you guys can start looking for that. Make sure you get over to our archives. You'll find the answer in one of our shows. It starts last Sunday. We may have given you the answer in one of our shows. So make sure you tune in to Make an Eight. Be the eighth person when the siren goes off this week. You've got to listen in this week on our lunch hour shows at 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. How about some cowboy logic for y'all? We got to bring it to you. Today's cowboy logic, the best way to appreciate how another person rides is to get in there, to get on their horse. You know, and that makes perfect sense. Think about it, Leah. With everything that's going on with this week with Shane and the PBR and things like that, you know what?
What?
Until you sit on their horse, you're not going to know how they ride. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Makes a little bit of sense. There's some cowboy logic for y'all. And definitely got to thank everybody for tuning in. Jaylay, I look for you on Tuesday night's Brendan Clark show, buddy. You know, as well as our lunch hour rodeo shows. You'll have to make sure you get over there Tuesday night, 9 o'clock Eastern time, 6 o'clock Pacific. Make sure you check out Brendan Clark's show. If you go over to our TV page, you'll see his link right there. So you can make sure to tune in right there, check him out. Great shows. I know he's got at least one guest speaker this week. I think he'll have more than just three fans like I did. Right, Jaylay? Right, Leah? I hear you giggling back there.
Right.
Exactly. Hey, y'all remember, you know what? This week is Veterans, the 11th is going to be Veterans Day. So don't forget your veterans out there. When you see a guy in uniform or whether it be a male or female, walk over to them, tell them thank you for the service that they've provided. We're going to close things out here, rodeo fans. Want to thank everybody for tuning in. Tomorrow's Lunch Hour Rodeo Show, 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, right here on MakingEight.com. Until then, there, rodeo fans, y'all get a grip with Making Eight.
I got bucked off and stalled. All the money I let slip away is still on my mind. I hope I can make it up to Reno by next Friday night. But I ain't so sure, cause the bill's been piling up way too high. So tonight I'm going my friends, this sunny leopard playing the after party again. Well, I can't be down. Corey Rash held on the cash for a good ride, and Pandora's box lost the fight with Tater Porter tonight. That bull kid rock was no match for Justin McBride. And old Ross Coleman finally rode blueberry wine. So tonight I'm going out and drinking, hanging out with my friends. And Sonny Leopard after party again. And Chris Shivers only knows one guitar chord, and that's fine. We got Sonny Leopard playing the after party tonight. Well, the man from down under, Brendan Clark, put a hurtin' on the hammer. Made up your heart's girlfriend, sang the Star Spangled Banner.
rivers cross clear, got them standing for my hometown Louisiana crowd. And Sean Willingham's blue chaps represent the old dirty South. So tonight I'm going out and drinking, hanging out with my friends. And Sonny Leopard's playing the after party again. Well, old Chris Shivers only knows one guitar chord, and that's fine. We got Sonny Leopard playing the after party.
Wrangler National Finals Rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Makin8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Makin8, it's a winner.